Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision. So make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes. Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go. On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk.
And get ready, take your seats, and get ready. School Talk is in session. Once again, my name is Emerson, and 1,000, 2,000 times, I'm here, and you're not, but you can get in next week, but you can't call in today, because I got to call in. My call-in guest is already on the line. Welcome to School Talk. My name here is Emerson. I said that three times, didn't I? 244-9234. Catch us out on the internet. We'll be out there over the weekend. I'll get that site for you, too. We've got a nice, awesome site that you can check out, past School Talk, and a lot of things that Ben Davis is doing on the internet, the World Wide Web. My new producer, Bree Cooper.
Hi.
Cooper. I thought it was just Breeze and Breeze, but glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be back.
It's your third, fourth show. I'm so glad you came back and didn't run away from my craziness. but I'm glad to have you here. We got a lot of things happening here in the West Side. Before I get to my guest on the line, and hold on, guest, before I get there, we got an awesome, serious topic today that that affects a lot of folks, me and you, you, and you too. But before I get to my stuff, what's happening with the
Last Friday night, Ben Davis beat Avon 57-27, and today Ben Davis takes on Pike at Pike. The kickoff is at 7 p.m., and you can catch the pregame show at 6 p.m. right here in WBDG. October 1st is the Indy Westside College Fair from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in the Ben Davis MPA. For Ben Davis news, be sure to visit bdspotlight.com. And the Out of the Darkness Suicide Prevention Walk will be September 13th at the Canal Walk downtown. That's September 13th at the Canal Walk downtown. And that's been another edition of...
Thank you, Bree. And that last piece of information lines right up, brings me right up to my guest that's on the phone. And on the phone, all the way, I believe, from Fort Wayne, Indiana, hopefully. I think she's from Fort Wayne. She might be calling Fort Wayne. She might be anywhere calling in. Alice Jordan on the line.
Good morning. Good morning, Emerson.
Good morning. So if I get your title right, shoot me in my foot. Assistant Director...
I'm the Assistant Director of the Behavioral Health and Family Studies Institute at Indiana University, Purdue University, up in Fort Wayne.
Fort Wayne, Indiana. Allen County.
Indiana. And I am also the Project Director of the Indiana Suicide Prevention Coalition.
The Indiana Suicide Prevention Coalition, folks, is a coalition of individuals and organizations that are out here working hard to let folks know that suicide is preventable. I had the awesome opportunity to be a part of this movement. I've been kind of like dormant in the last year, but I'm getting my feet back and wet and get back involved because it's a very, very serious topic and subject. And Alice, I brought you on today to talk to us about we've had, you know, an issue here at our school a week ago, and then the late great Robin Williams is in the news about a week ago, and we coming up on September 13th, we got the Out of Darkness Walk. But I want the folks to hear from some of the folks out there in the trenches. What your organization do? How someone can get involved, and why do you really need to understand that suicide is preventable?
Well, thank you, first of all, Emerson, for giving me this opportunity. It's so important, especially since next week, next Monday, kicks off National Suicide Prevention Week. Everyone can get involved and do their part within their community. I just heard a PSA on your station here regarding your Out of Darkness Walk that will be taking place on September 13th. It's being sponsored by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, who's doing amazing, amazing work in our community and as well as in our state. We have a really great chapter president in Lisa Bratton, and her assistant, Lisa Davis. We're doing all that we can to prevent suicide. Suicide is a result of people or an individual thinking that there is no other option. And there's so many options other than suicide, whether it's talking to someone at a friend level, talking to someone professionally, and just, you know, having the opportunity to know that, you know, depression is real. Mm-hmm. It is so real. And, you know, when you know of someone that is suffering from depression or another sort of mental illness, reach out to them. We as a society, we're always in such a big hurry. And many times people just want to have an opportunity to talk to someone. And, you know, I'm guilty of that myself. Not too long ago, I was standing in line in a grocery store, and I could tell that this lady was struggling with a tear running down her face. And I'm thinking to myself, God, she can't be upset that the cashier's, you know, working slow.
Okay.
So I just, you know, put my hand on her shoulder, and I said, you know, would you like to talk? And I ended up talking to her for like 2 hours. And believe me when I tell you, I spoke very little. I did a lot of listening. And that's what people who are, you know, feeling sad, feeling depressed, feeling like there's no other way out other than to take their life, they just want to talk to someone. And, you know, and just taking the time to be there for your fellow human being.
That is so true. And just taking the time to listen. And a lot of times we all want to tell our own stories, but just you're so correct. What gets me sometimes is, and it happens sometimes, where could someone go to get some type of, I know there's a lot of stuff on the internet, they can go to get some type of awareness training, I figure out what to look for. Like, you know, you've been out there a little bit, you know, you saw someone going through something, you just started talking to them. So where could someone go get something, to learn something?
Well, actually, there's things that happen all around the state. If anybody would like to get some more detailed information regarding trainings or webinars or seminars that are happening in the fine state of Indiana, you can email me at jordana@ipfw.edu. Again, it's jordana@ipfw.edu. I put together a biweekly email blast, Emerson, and I believe you receive it.
I sure do.
And what it entails is it goes into great detail about various trainings that are occurring across our state, and many times it's for free, but people just don't know about it. In that email blast, I also include, you know, mental health headline news, because it's really important that we keep abreast of various opportunities, various trainings, legislation that is occurring in our states and our communities, and that is just one vehicle that I use to keep people informed throughout the state. One in particular, if I may, I'd like to strongly recommend a particular training called QPR. It stands for Question, Persuade, and Refer. Just like CPR is for the physical body, QPR is for the mental body. Mm. And essentially, what you're trained to do is ask the right questions, how to persuade someone to get help, and where to refer help in the community in which you reside in. You know, CPR, the purpose of CPR is keeping someone alive until someone arrives on the scene that is trained to save their life physically. The same thing with QPR. I realize that, you know, in our duties, like a lot of people are, you know, they get training to be an educator or a training to be an accountant. Your training is not, you know, you didn't go to school to go and save someone's life unless you're a doctor or a physician.
Mm-hmm.
What this training does is to equip you with the tools that you are needed, that is needed to keep that person alive until you can get them in the hands of someone who is trained to do so.
Why is, I think it's still out there, some of the myth that deals with, if you talk about suicide, you'll make somebody do it. Or if you talk about suicide, they're more apt to do it because now you're talking about it. Why?
Well, I would say that same rule applies. You know, we as older people, as parents, unfortunately, we have that misconception that if you talk to kids about suicide, you talk to kids about sex, they're going to go out and do it. That's far from the truth. Many times, our kids are smart kids. They want to talk about it. They want to know what's going on in their community, among their friends, instead of keeping it inside, because many times kids don't know what to do when a friend comes to them and says, you know what, I want to give you this bracelet. It was my grandmother's, but I know you're going to take care of it for me. Knowing that my friend cherishes that piece of jewelry, that's a great warning sign. A warning sign that maybe they're contemplating taking their life. Now, I don't want you to think that anytime someone is a good friend and wants to share something with you is a sign of suicide, but it's worth asking questions. It's so important. We need to stop neglecting our friendships by not giving our friends the time of day. Like, for example, since I started talking already, Emerson, someone died in our country by suicide. Wow. Someone dies in the United States every 13.7 minutes. Wow. And unfortunately, here in the state of Indiana, it has been a terrible summer and a terrible kickoff of the new school year of suicide among our youth.
Yeah.
A youth dies in Indiana every 2.5 days. I don't know about you, Emerson, and I don't know about to any of your listeners, but that's pretty profound.
I agree.
Pretty profound. And we need to start doing it. We need to start telling our youth, telling people in the state that it's okay to be depressed. It's an illness. Depression is an illness.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many ways that you can get help. You can call the 1-800-273-TALK line, the National Suicide Prevention line. Also, Mental Health of America of the greater Indianapolis has a great resource. It's called a text line. I realize that many times our youth are not calling the phone. As a matter of fact, I just got my daughter's cell phone bill, who's 17 years old. She had over 2,000 texts, but only 2 phone calls. And guess who those phone calls were?
Wow.
From her mom. there's a text line. You know, if you get up in the middle of the night, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and you need to talk to someone, or you want to text someone and someone reply to you, call the text line. Are you familiar with that particular resource, Emerson?
No, not the text line, no. I got the
talks. You know what? I'm sorry, but I'm down in Bloomington today at my alma mater, bringing my daughter for a college visit, and also I'm doing a QPR training down here in Bloomington today. Mm-hmm. I will get you that resource, and that you need to, you know, plaster that all over your website as well as in the school buildings, and get that text line out there, because many times youth don't have an opportunity to talk, and sometimes as adults, if they're not trained, you know, when a youth comes to them and says, you know, I'm really thinking about or contemplating taking my life, when a adult says, oh, that's not how you feel. Yeah, that's how they feel, darn it. Don't dismiss their feelings.
Right, right, right.
So it's just as equally important that adults get trained, especially in school building. That's really, really important that, you know, educators are trained, whether it's in QPR, Safe Talk, Assist. It's just really important that, especially as educators, that we get trained in suicide prevention and intervention.
Before you folks are listening, Ben Davis teachers have been trained in QPR.
Yes, they are. As a matter of fact, that's how, I believe, Emerson, you and I first met 7 years ago.
And we're doing
I'll
some
never
more.
Forget that.
Yes, ma'am. We're doing some more QPR coming up real soon. And we're going to take it to the next level for the Safe Talk. John Easter had a question, I believe, director.
Yeah. Hi, Alice. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. Yes, I'm good. Thank you.
I remember your the QPR training that you did. You did a tremendous job here at Ben Davis. That's been a while ago, but really appreciate you know, what I learned from you that day. But I had a question, and it's not really about, I mean, I understand, you know, school talk, we're talking about our youth, but we also reach our community as well. When you look at suicide, I have somebody in my life who is a senior citizen. Won't go too deep into it, but experiencing some, you know, real physical challenges, lots of depression, things like that. You know, spouse of many, many years passed away a few years back. And, you know, they're in a situation where physically they're just not able to do what they want to do. And she actually attempted suicide and took pain pills. Seniors, I know, are a part of this too.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. As a matter of fact, the elderly, and when I say elderly, the Centers for Disease Control considers that 65 or older. The elderly are the fastest growing segment of society who are attempting and completing suicide.
Wow.
And that is because many times, and I too have been personally affected by a senior citizen suicide attempt, is that our seniors, you know, they work very, very hard all their lives. And then all of a sudden, because of physical limitations, they're not able to, you know, enjoy their retirement, things of that nature. And then also they think about, of all the, you know, they did their due diligence, and they lived paycheck to paycheck to be able to save some money for retirement. Well, they look at their savings account or the retirement account, and they're being put in these nursing homes or assisted living in which they're paying a lot of money. And they see that it's taken away from their family, in which their intent was to leave, you know, some funding or some money for their grandchildren to go to college and things like that. And they're wanting to take their life because they see how the system has taken away their funding or their money, their savings account. And unfortunately, our seniors are the last to consider, we as a community or a society, looking at them as being at risk of taking their life. So we need to reach out to our seniors just like we do our youth. It's very, very important. Every life is important, no matter what the age.
What made me think of it is you mentioned the idea of giving away possessions, and that was something that mm-hmm. happened before this situation occurred. You know, this person was starting to give away things that they had for many years, you know, rings, jewelry, you know, so there were signs leading up to it. And, you know,
and you know what? And frankly, our seniors are really at risk because they have the means to take their life because they have all the medication,
mm-hmm.
you know, not necessarily a gun or a firearm. You know, there. You know, many of our seniors have, you know, access to many pills, in which, you know, one day it's too much. It's too much. They want to. They just came back from a physician's appointment, and they're put on another restriction. Their doctor prescribes two more medications, and they feel, you know, I'm 70 years old. Why, you know, I never wanted to live like this.
Yeah.
You know, my sweetheart of 50 years is no longer here at my side. And another thing about our elderly is that when they do lose their loved one, you know, just think about it. They have been living their lives functioning with this person that they love so dearly with them by their side for 50 years. They're having to start a whole different kind of life. And there really isn't anyone around to help them. Not that there isn't anybody there, but they don't want to impose on their loved ones to take care of them.
And it's so true about the warning signs. So true about the warning signs. And if you can just speak to my young people that are listening and here in the audience, you know, when we talked about giving away your prized possessions. Talk about some of the other warning signs that young folks need to keep an eye on, because a lot of times the young person will know before the adult.
Right, exactly. You know, if you notice that, you know, your friend is usually the one that, you know, is the life of the party, you know, is always there for someone else or for you, they're no longer there. Or it's the person who, your friend that's always sleeping, mm-hmm. or doesn't really understand. I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought there. No, our youth need to really understand that, you know, pay attention to your friends. Your friends know what your other friends are doing, or, you know, what their mindset is, if they like to go to football games, and now all of a sudden a friend doesn't want to go to the football game. Mm-hmm. Very active in the school, you know, partakes in class discussions. And then all of a sudden they're like somewhat, you know, excluding themselves from group activities. That's another warning sign. Another one who seeking some ways to get their hands on a firearm or access to pills. That's another warning sign. And another one would be asking individuals to take care of special possessions, you know, knowing that they're very near and dear to their heart. So it's, the warning signs are endless. And we all know what our friends are like. You know, reach out to them. Just take a moment. And you know, our youth are under so much pressure as it is.
Wow. Say that again.
Go ahead.
What gets me, two of the warning signs are they're so deep and they're so profound. There's so much in your face that I think sometimes the youth think the person is playing. Like when the individual says, I'm thinking about killing myself, or they say, I want to be dead, or if they're talking about making up a specific suicide plan, and that goes right over your head.
Right, exactly. It's like, you know, but we as friends and even as adults, we need to stop dismissing how our youth feel. If that's how they feel, let them talk about it. Don't dismiss their feelings. And also, more importantly, you know, don't be condescending. You know, they'll say, oh, this is, you know, I'm just really not into going to class. You know, this is just not me. You know, instead of saying, yeah, man, I understand, you know, inquire. Why do you feel this way? What's going on with you? Why is there such a disconnect between me and you lately? I can't put my finger on it, but I know something's just not right. Don't be embarrassed. I'm not going to judge you. Know that I'm here for you. I'm your friend. And I want to take, you know, I want to do whatever I can to assist you. And I think, Emerson, what's so important is that when you help a friend, don't tell them, you know, I know a place, you know, where you should go, or I know someone you can talk to. I think what would be more important is that you tell the friend, you know what, I'll go there with you. We'll get through this together.
That's huge.
This isn't all about you. You know, my friendship is genuine. I want to make sure that your mental needs are met, meaning that, you know, if they're suggesting, like, for example, I have my own therapist, you know, and I say to my friends, hey, I have a really great therapist, and I'm sure that she can help you too. Not only will I give you directions, hey, how about if I drive you there? And not only will I drive you there, but I'll wait for you.
Wow. Yeah.
And wait for you and see and wait till you're done, because, you know, if there's anything I can do, because this is continual care after a therapist appointment. And also making sure that that therapist is the right person, because, you know, we as adults and youth as the same, you know, if you go and get your hair colored or you go and get your hair cut, and you don't like your beautician or your barber,
mm-hmm.
you know, do you stop going to the barber or the beautician? No, you keep on finding one,
mm-hmm.
the one that's the right fit. My therapist, Emerson, literally saved my own life. I went to 16 therapists until I found one that was my perfect fit. But we as individuals, we'll only try one therapist or a counselor, and if it's a bad experience, we'll say, oh, it wasn't for me. I'm meeting my mental health needs another way. No, we need to talk. We have become a society that's all about earplugs or social media, and we've had such a disconnect that we need to talk. Humans are made to talk, especially about our innermost dark feelings.
Awesome. I know what you do is important. I appreciate what you do. I remember last time we did a session here at Ben Davis, a suicide conference. I think we brought the experts and we brought you in. I want to do another one. I want to do another one. So.
Please do. Please do. And again, folks, you know, I've been talking here for half an hour almost, and we've had two people in our country die by suicide. And I'll tell you, ever since Robin Williams' death, I have been so busy. And I think it's because it has sparked conversation about the around the water cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important we as a community do not allow his death and And the other 104 people that died the same day that Robin Williams died,
yeah,
and all the other people in the past who have died by suicide, we cannot let their deaths be in vain. We need to, you know, suicide is preventable, and we as a community need to start looking at mental illness, mental health, as just as equally as important as physical health, because you can't have good physical health if you don't have good mental health.
Well said. Well said. Alice Jordan, you do awesome work.
Thank you very much, Emerson.
Thanks for coming in.
You reached out to me. And again, folks, please, you're there in the Indianapolis community. Go out and support your Out of Darkness walk. It's so important. And I'll tell you, you will be touched to a point that you will remember it for the rest of your life, because that Out of Darkness walk in Indianapolis, there's like 30,000 walkers. And you would be amazed by how many people are affected by this silent, silent disease of suicide.
So true.
So do your part. Go out and support the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and put together a team. Have the, you know, your school go out and put together a team and walk on behalf of all the people who have died by suicide in your community. And I'd also like to express my condolences to your school for the loss. And everybody needs to do their part.
I agree, and thank you very much. Alice, we'll be talking real soon.
Okay, thank you very much. And please feel free to put my email out on your website so that if anybody would like to reach out to me and get some information, I'd be more than happy to provide that.
Consider it done.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, bye-bye.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
All right, that was awesome, Alice Jordan. And the walk's coming up on September the 13th, 2:30 to 4:30 at Celebration Plaza, White River State Park in Annapolis, Indiana. You can get involved. Contact Tammy Lundy, 317-295-0615. Tammy Lundy, email Tammy Lundy, TammyLundy, .afsp@yahoo.com. We will be there. Giant 90.9 will be broadcasting live. From this event, our fifth or sixth year, we'll be there, Bree. We'll be there, and it's a very important topic. It is preventable, and keep in mind, folks, like you said, it is preventable. And when your young folks start talking about it, listen, because the stats, unfortunately, the stats don't lie. 50 to 75% of the individuals that talk about killing themselves, talk about suicide, 50 to 75% people who attempt suicide tell somebody about their intention. They tell you something, that they say something, they do something. And if you don't know what to look for, you don't know what to look for, so you got to pay attention. So get that training. Get on the internet, Google it, look around. You know, when your friends start doing some crazy stuff that don't make no sense, that they ain't never done before, start asking questions. What's wrong with you? What you going through? You know, talk to them. You know, and get help for them, because it's nothing worse than you going like, dang, Bray, like they say, like, oh man, I noticed that. Oh man, I saw that. And, I saw that and didn't know what I saw. And then you're beating yourself up. Because it's a thing I wanted to ask about, I forgot to ask about, but there's a term called suicide survivor. You are the suicide survivor. If you knew somebody who committed suicide, you yourself are the suicide survivor. You are going through some things now because you survived that individual's suicide. It's a very deep topic. I do get deep. I don't laugh all the time on the radio show. This is a deep, serious one, and we'll talk more about it. We will be broadcasting live, like I say, from the Suicide Prevention Out of the Darkness Walk. I think it's about time to get you back to class in a minute, but I want to let you folks know, do what you can do. And then, like you say, if someone's talking about killing themselves, talking about this, you know, get them to a counselor, get them to your teacher, get them to somebody, get them to a person of authority and say, hey, Mikey's acting crazy. Mikey's doing this, or Lucy's doing that. You know, get them help. You know, even if you don't understand it, tell somebody, I don't understand what they're doing, but they're doing something that's totally out of character, and let the professionals take it to the next level, and I think you'll be a better person for that. And like you say, you won't have one of those, oh man, I saw this. Yeah, I saw that. Well, take it back to class. We're going to do it again next week, because to the parents. And to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be given back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Don't get hung with the wrong crowd. Don't hang around with knuckleheads. Don't hang around with knuckleheads. They will get you in trouble. Then you wonder why you're in trouble. Because you're a knucklehead. Knucklehead. The views expressed in school start next to the views of embassy of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or Giant 90.9. Remember, we're broadcasting live September the 13th. And remember, young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I just can't stand sagging. Ooh, you're sagging behind. You're sagging to mine. Oh, thank you, man. Oh, it's not even a style anymore. It don't even look good. It just don't look good. Oh, man. Well, anyway, I'll be back as long as they let me come back.